Scott Muller here from Muller's Woodfield Acura. I just want to start by saying thank you for such a wonderful year and that we couldn't be one of Chicagoland's biggest and best Acura dealers without you. Now, while this year is almost over, it's not too late to get more savings during the Season of Performance event. Shopping with us is more exclusive. Enjoy looking for your new car without the hassle of long lines and large crowds in our spectacular, brand new state-of-the-art Acura facility. That's the holidays, the Muller way. With Muller's Woodfield Acura, you get more attention to detail. We take the time to take care of all of our customers and make sure their every question is answered and every worry is addressed. So if you're ready to get more for less, then don't miss the Season of Performance event. And let me just say, from the Muller family to yours, we hope you have a happy, healthy holiday season. Visit Muller's Woodfield Acura in Hoffman Estates or online at mullerswoodfieldacura.com. You will not be disappointed.
Get ready to bowl, party, and play at Bowlero. Four great locations throughout Chicagoland. Head to Bowlero for bowling, arcade games, laser tag, and other awesome amusements. Check out their inventive menu of outrageous eats and try their massive 5-pound behemoth burger. No matter what the occasion, Bowlero's party pros can help you plan the perfect celebration, from birthdays to kids' parties to corporate events and more. Bowlero. Locations in Naperville, Romeoville, Algonquin, and Buffalo Grove. Find out more at Bowlero.com.
.com for details.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. It's time for Hockey Trivia Tuesday. Who holds the record for the most shutouts in one Stanley Cup playoff series with three? The answer is Michael Layton, who has recently been added to the Wolves roster. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Starting with Olympic news, Russia has been banned from participating in the 2018 Games, which will be held in South Korea. Russian government officials will not be allowed to attend the Winter Games, and the flag will not be displayed during opening ceremonies. To basketball, Bulls head coach Fred Hoiberg says Nico Mirotic could make his return this Friday in Charlotte, but it'll still be a while before we can see Zach LaVine.
I've been working my butt off, coming back late, working, running, but nothing simulates game conditioning, you know, so been working out for the last 8-9 months, and you come in, you play 5-on-5, you're tired in 3 minutes, so just got to get that down, get my rhythm down, but, you know, I've been progressing pretty fastly, and, you know, I feel good.
That is LaVine there. Hoiberg says the team is targeting an early January return for the 22-year-old. Football, the Bears are off today, and Steelers linebacker Ryan Shazier remains in a Cincinnati hospital, but will not need spinal surgery. He suffered what appeared to be a very serious back injury last night versus the Bengals. And more fallout from that brutal game yesterday. Pittsburgh wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster and Cincinnati safety George Iloka both suspended for one game for violating league safety rules. Finally, in hockey, Hawks goalie Corey Crawford due to start back skating again tomorrow. He's eligible to come off the injured reserve this Friday versus Buffalo. MullyandHanley.com brought to you by your local Geico agent Tim Calcagno at 630-671-0600. And this scoreboard update is brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the North Aurora Auto Mall. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This transition is brought to you by Webb Chevy. For a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn.
Jim.
Simmer down.
Thank you so much, Kevin Zipak. Thank you also to Joe Ostrowski. They had our updates today. Thank you to our guests on the three technique, which was fun, at 10 o'clock. And Michael Lombardi from The Ringer, always fun, at 11 o'clock on the show. Thanks to our producers, Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp. Ray Diaz does fine work. And Brian Gersh does a video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow, Mike Florio on the show. Michael Irvin, the playmaker. Can't Do It will be played, and Patrick Manley will be here for the noon hour with a guest from his Rolodex to be determined.
Bernstein and Goff are here. What's up, guys?
Yes?
Hello? You guys going to have, like, a guest Can't Do It-er, like, a season from now?
It's possible. I mean,
different iterations of Can't Do It.
We've brought the producers in. Manily did Can't Do It when Spiegel
is
gone.
Is the segment should be called Make Spiegel Squirm.
Oh,
that's all it is. You got eight
I
guys.
I created it.
You got eight guys who line up, and the guy that doesn't want to be pinned down has to be pinned down for 20 minutes.
Right.
And he doesn't want to choose friends. He doesn't want to upset anyone.
I'm the kid in Get Out, being sat there. Being forced to watch the stuff.
Every brother.
Yeah.
But seriously, man, I check it out and I'm like, all right, come on, somebody. Come on, ask Danny a question. Danny's there too. Like, I'm sitting there rooting for Speaks. Like, all right, he answered that one. Lay off him a little bit, Jay.
Hold on. The prospects aren't that good.
Jay's not answering any phones of anyone who wants a question for Danny.
Hold on, I got the sniffles. I'm feeling a little something coming on.
11:40 tomorrow.
It's a miraculous no-show last Wednesday. Two Wednesdays ago.
We have major international sports news, man. That's true. A massive tectonic level story here.
Not that surprising, though, if you followed the story. As it went.
No.
They had him caught dead to rights.
But to actually take that step for an organization as corrupt to its core as the IOC, which is what's hysterical about this, is they're trying to stand as some bastion of clean competition when they are dirtier than the dirtiest dirt, and they're telling Russia, you can't compete. I guess the fine print is that some of their athletes, if totally proven clean,
can compete.
They can compete under their own name. But no anthem is going to play for them. Yeah. It's just them. They're not representing Russia. And of course, Russia's going to spin this as massive American conspiracy, et cetera. And the bots are going to go crazy.
Political ramifications and all those things.
Who knows? Well.
Yeah. Who knows? When they said, hey, can you guys submit your samples if you guys are clean? They're like, no, we can't.
Samples. Right. Samples have been lost.
When you knew that, whenever Bob Lee gets his teeth into something, I'm like, all right, now I can go with it now.
And he got his teeth into 100 vials of Russian urine. So, you know.
It's dirty.
But I mean, the IOC or
you can't
FIFA
throw it up near the rim like that, so to speak.
Spasibo.
Which one do you have is more
that
corrupt?
Is thank you, right? Spasibo.
I don't know.
You're asking me
more
for
Russian
it.
Than I know.
Who took Russian in high school?
Is that the first time anybody's impersonated Jack Brickhouse saying thank you in Russian?
Pretty much.
I think so. Breaking radio ground there.
Sure, yeah. Good job. Doing a couple of nights.
All
right, Danny wanted to say something. Oh, no, take us off this urination page.
Well, it's really on the same page.
Drive me off this picture.
We talk about this insane level of corruption, and like last night, right, we're all like compromising a little bit of our morals and ethics, watching football and all that. Like, American football has nothing on compromising ethics to international sports.
Oh,
FIFA,
no,
the IOC.
Are you kidding?
Match fixing. Yeah, yeah. Tennis.
The World Cup is going to be in Qatar in the summer.
115 degrees.
And did you see
tens of thousands of people dying to build the stadiums that will never be used again?
And the soccer cognoscenti. Are looking
the Sacnacenti,
so to speak.
Your contributions have been fantastic.
Saw the draw that the Russian team got, and they believe that the fix was completely in for the pool that the Russian soccer team was in.
Well, so I find it interesting. We all do this moralizing of like, can we still watch football?
You know,
can you watch football?
No,
can you watch anything?
I couldn't handle it last night and this morning when Gruden like is pretending to be upset and then 3 minutes later saying Juju Smith-Schuster, what a physical player.
Well, he said it on the second
hit.
Said it on the second hit. You know, I was at a bar watching, as I do on Monday Night Football. Every Monday night I go to the Bracken Room over there, and for the first half I get some wings, get some nachos, be by myself, no screaming baby. No lady. I just sit there.
Members of the Screaming Babies.
Me and my guy Sven, who's the bartender.
It's your time.
Sven!
Yeah, hour and a half.
Sven Gundelblum.
Then I go right back home. And as soon as it happened, the reactions from around the bar were crazy to me because I was like, oh, that sucks. Because immediately you saw him panicking from the overhead, the sky cam, because you could see right into his helmet when he rolled over. Yeah. And you saw him panicking. And
this is Shazier?
Yeah, Shazier. Ryan Shazier. And I'm like, That panic was, I can't feel my legs. Yep. You could see it. And then he grabs his face mask and starts to shake his head. And immediately the guy around the corner on the other side of the bar goes, oh, that's what happens when you put your head down. And I said to myself, you know, sports allows you to lose your humanity if you want to.
And well, they don't see that
you
person
have
as a
to
human.
For football. It's a requirement for football.
You have to. Sports allows you to, if you want to, you can. Because when we talk about competition, think about it. When we talk about competition, immediately if a player that we don't like or a player lets us down in some way because of the uniform that he's wearing that we've rooted for years, we immediately go to that place of, this guy sucks. I hate this guy. This guy should never play on my team again. And in that little moment, whether it's that or you kind of, you know, mitigating an injury in whatever fashion you want to, it allows you to lose your humanity. And all the things that sports is supposed to represent is, you know, the fight, the good fight, the sportsmanlike fight.
And that's all in there too, but the emotions that you're talking about, it allows you to have that catharsis for a lot of people.
In a climate that, you know, over this last year or so has been very, very telling in terms of people losing their humanity and acting like, you know, people don't matter or people that aren't like you don't matter. That last night, it was a brutal game. And football is a brutal game, but that you can't tell me how much you guys care about each other if you're doing that to each other.
Yesterday,
if Rob Gronkowski is diving on a guy when he's laying on the ground because something flipped in his head. Like, these are the little things.
That's different, though. That's the juju block on Vontaze Burfict, I did not have a problem with.
It looked legal to me. And it was above the waist.
Not only did it look legal to me.
The moment that you know that a guy isn't right, though, and standing over him.
That was wrong.
That takes away from
that. That should be unsportsmanlike conduct for walking over him. I don't agree he should be suspended.
But don't you understand why he walked over him? It's Vontaze Burfict who knocked out Antonio Brown 2 years
ago.
Just because
you do something bad to a bad guy doesn't make you a good guy.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, yesterday,
it makes him less of a sympathetic figure, though.
Did you see this?
It makes him less of a sympathetic figure, Vontaze Burfict. I think. Like, he's a dirty player.
This 3 weeks in a row now that Vontaze Burfict has kind of skirted being on the wrong side of things. That fight that took place a couple of weeks ago where he's on the outside, he got his hands up and the ref touches him, he gets thrown out of the game. Like, I understand how people should feel about Vontaze Burfict, but you never want to see a guy lose it out there. And he was fighting. Like, that's the thing. Like, when he got hit, he was out of it, but the spirit in him was like, get this guy from on top of you, though. Like, you're concussed. You're out of here, but get this guy from over
and
you.
And then he said late last night that he was angry that he got carted off. He didn't want to be carted off.
He's a different kind of dude.
Very often the most brutal truth is revealed in satire. Agree? That sometimes if you want to tell people the truth, as George Bernard Shaw said, you better make them laugh or they'll kill you. Well, interestingly, 10:30 in the morning yesterday, I had one of those sort of uncomfortable, mordant laughs when I saw in my timeline, if you follow Onion Sports Network, which it's the Onion, it just cuts right to the heart of everything. And there's a picture of a young man in football, in shoulder pads, in what looks like a high school locker room. And the headline was, and this was before last night's game, the headline, "Football saved my life," says man who will be left paralyzed by sport. And it makes a mockery of all of these stories that we've seen. I mean, I don't know if you saw that. I know it comes from a real place, from David Haw, but the series that David Haw has done, what is it? Is it Phillips High School? Their championship, like how it saved all these lives and what it's done for all these kids. But this is what it cuts to here about ultimately you can say, yes, this brought me out of this and this gave me this opportunity and taught me this. And then it breaks your spine and destroys your brain. And the fact that this occurred, that this was published on the same day as what we then tuned in as a nation to watch our bread and circuses that night of people actively trying to destroy each other. It wasn't just the happenstance of, oh, this is what happened in a game, or this guy got caught funny, or it was a weird angle, especially later as it went on, when there was clear intent.
The George Iloka hit was...
It changed things. It changed things a little bit. And I think that Barry Pachetsky of Deadspin actually wrote a nice piece this morning, too, about how he felt... He said it was the first time in a long time he felt himself feeling bad watching football.
That's how I felt last night. I felt like I'm not supposed to feel like this. I watch this all the time.
Right.
And I talk about this. I laugh at some guys. I see guys do stupid things on these fields and get their ass knocked out. And then all of a sudden, I felt awful when I saw that. That's a 25-year-old man who thinks that he has the world in front of him because he's a rich kid. He's playing like he's one of the five best defensive players this year, if you really want to talk about it.
Oh, he's been amazing.
He's been outstanding. He came out of Ohio State. People are like, you know, he might be a little bit too small. Can he cover? He has turned himself into a terrific player. And in that moment, I said to myself, all of that, like in that, we still don't know if he can walk.
I know. It's so.
That's the other thing. Like, everybody's being so cloak and dagger about him.
I was at the UC watching LeBron. I saw all of this through highlights.
I did experience it live. And look how we all have different spots. It's like, I was talking about it earlier. My friend who's a longtime Steeler fan told me that this was the year, at the beginning of the year, he said, you know what? I'm out. I can't do it. I got a multiple, seemingly a two-time rapist Hall of Fame quarterback. Mm-hmm. I got all this stuff. Like, I just can't do it. And so he's not watching.
Can't do it.
I'm watching this thing last night. And I'm like, well, man, that is brutal, but I know what I signed up for. I like the violence. Like, it didn't rattle me. It's rattled me before, but every once in a while it rattles you on a night that you're not even, you might be surprised. See, it does.
And that's why I think it's interesting. Like, what do people watch football for? And I had this conversation when I was in Atlanta, and man, people got so angry at me because I told them, you watch it for the violence.
I do.
Let's stop playing games. You watch it
huge
because
part of it.
The fastest, strongest humans that are in this country participate in this game. And yeah, the precision is awesome. The strategy is terrific. The terminology gets you fired up. And you're watching greater physical men. You know, more
the
men,
danger defines the greatness. I've had the same conversation mm-hmm. about auto racing. While arguing with people about you love the crashes, you watch for the crashes. No, I don't. I watch for them to be great drivers and try to paint. I said,
like
if they're doing it at 40 miles an hour with no danger, you're not watching.
Of course.
It is the danger inherent that defines the greatness that you crave and appreciate.
When the quarterback stays in and makes the great throw, knowing the brutality is coming. Like, the brutality is the backdrop of every little bit of artistry that I
like.
And
I'll say, I'm not close to giving up football. Like, I'm not close to it.
I'm not either. But you can still, I don't think it's one or the other. No, I think you can still, I felt for that dude last night, man.
Well, I feel empathy all the time to the point of people who are like, oh, you're just a soft radio host. And maybe I am, but I feel empathy for human beings and suffering all of the time. Like, I don't find those two things to be in conflict.
I can suspend it for football because I've found that I have to. That I know what I'm watching is fundamentally inhumane. The system that has brought them to this point is disgusting.
And they now know what they're doing, too. They now know. They have the information to know what they're doing.
At that level, there's informed consent.
The war people angry at me, but at the same, I mean, people sign up to serve their country. You don't want to see them die.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
Right.
Well, no, you don't want to see it.
I know before anybody you know, messes around and starts texting the ridiculousness, I know it's not the same thing. But just because you understand what the worst could be doesn't mean the worst shouldn't resonate.
I made this analogy earlier to, like, I love horror movies, man. Scare the hell out of me.
I don't anymore.
And bring me to the brink of showing me the most awful thing and then resolve it. You know?
Yeah, I love it.
I used to, and now I don't. I don't like being, I'm so terrified in real life.
Yeah, you gotta get to a better place in your actual life.
Is that what it is? Yeah, I mean, seriously, I
wake up terrified.
Get to a more solid place.
I spend my day terrified. I go to sleep terrified.
We should work on that.
The last thing I need is to suffer in previous
transition.
You're really
dominated. No, he's not wrong.
Let him walk it off.
I'm telling you, man.
No, I know.
Don't say anything else. Walk off win by speaking.
We are busy. We're going to talk a little bit about last night and get into it, because I've got some sobering statistics from the Centers for Disease Control about these injuries, about what happens at the high school and college level. This is just the tip of the iceberg for what we're saying. Basically, the bottom line is we got to stop pretending or again, re-knowing multiple times. Oh, this puts this in perspective. If you need that to put anything in perspective, you're an idiot and you're not paying attention. We're going to talk about the Shohei Ohtani situation with Joe Sheehan at 3 o'clock. Brian Billick will give his take on last night and the NFL, the Bears, at 3:40. Adam Kramer on this wild world of college football at 4. Brett Smiley, the editor-in-chief at sportshandle.com and a lawyer, is going to break down what's going on in the Supreme Court case that may open up a world of legalized gambling.
I only spent an hour reading about it yesterday.
And it's fascinating to know why the leagues actually are arguing against it, even though they're actually for it. It's sort of a cynical situation. And then Hub is going to be ours today at 5. It's on at 5:30 and all kinds of stuff.
Sounds like a show. It's Bernstein and Goff on the score.
This is Built for Tough Bears Monday. All day today, it's recap and reaction from all of our shows and team of football experts. There's no Monday like a Built for Tough Bears Monday. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Ford. Built for Tough.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Cremo Shave Cream Superior Beard Products. Beard boldly. The most fun part of going down the endless list of college football bowl games every December is noting some of the incredibly silly corporate names slapped on the various minor bowls. This year's winner is the Cherubundi Tart Cherry Boca Raton Bowl. There is also the now famous Idaho Potato Bowl, and then there's the fabulous Tax Slayer Bowl. There's also the Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl. It's difficult to keep track since the corporate names come and go so quickly. This year's event in Shreveport is the Walk-Ons Independence Bowl. One presumes that Florida State and Southern Miss will play all walk-ons. The all-timer also came out of Shreveport, the never-to-be-forgotten Hulan Weed Eater Bowl. Nothing will ever top that. I'm John Feinstein.
Parents, we hear you. If you have to make another shopping list or wash another set of dishes this week, you're not going to like it. At Miller's Ale House, we get it. That's why there's a move for situations just like this. It's called the Dinner Handoff, where we take care of dinner while you sit back and enjoy true family time. Kitchen prep? You could be on your second margarita by now. At Miller's Ale House, we've got dinner covered with dinner specials and kids' meals everyone can enjoy. Dinner Handoff, done. Only at Miller's Ale House.
Truckers, Schneider now has more types of team driving opportunities than ever. New dedicated accounts hauling for one customer. New less-than-truckload opportunities. Improved van truckload and tanker team options. Team drivers can earn more than solos and drive the newest equipment in the fleet with mostly automated transmissions. Plus, of course, electronic logs. Make the switch before the December mandate. Get a team sign-on bonus when you join the Schneider team today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to linger a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guaranteed. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or click the banner to visit Pajamagram.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention! We, the entertainment-loving people, want a smartphone that loves entertainment as much as we do.
Well, you're in luck. The Samsung Galaxy S8 is built for entertainment and now available at AT&T, where you can...
And we wanted to have an awesome screen for watching our shows and movies.
Well, the Galaxy S8's Infinity edge-to-edge screen is the best.
We want the latest features, too.
Yeah, like running two apps side-by-side. The Galaxy S8
can... And premium entertainment.
Well, with AT&T and DirecTV, you get all that.
And when it comes to graphics, we...
The Galaxy S8 has everything you want. It's the absolute perfect phone for entertainment.
Whoa, chill out, Mr. Announcer Guy. Why didn't you just say so at the beginning of the commercial?
Yeah, I was trying to. Buy a Samsung Galaxy S8 and get one free after bill credits when you buy both on AT&T Next and have DirecTV. Visit your local AT&T store today.
Buy each for $750 on installment agreement with eligible service. New line is free up to $750 in credits over 30 months. Credits start in 2 to 3 bills if service canceled, vice balance due. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Limited time offer. See store for details.
Attention! We, the entertainment-loving people, want a smartphone that loves entertainment as much as we do.
Well, you're in luck. The Samsung Galaxy S8 is built for entertainment and now available at AT&T, where you can...
And we wanted to have an awesome screen for watching our shows and movies.
Well, the Galaxy S8's Infinity edge-to-edge screen is the best.
We want the latest features, too.
Yeah, like running two apps side-by-side. The Galaxy S8...
And premium entertainment.
Well, with AT&T and DirecTV, you get all that.
And when it comes to graphics, we...
The Galaxy S8 has everything you want. It's the absolute perfect phone for entertainment.
Whoa, chill out, Mr. Announcer Guy. Why didn't you just say so at the beginning of the commercial?
Yeah, I was trying to. Buy a Samsung Galaxy S8 and get one free after bill credits when you buy both on AT&T Next and have DirecTV. Visit your local AT&T store today.
Buy each for $750 on installment agreement with eligible service. New line is free up to $750 in credits over 30 months. Credits start in 2 to 3 bills if service canceled, vice balance due. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Limited time offer. See store for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
8 first downs. 8 total against the San Francisco 49ers on your home field. 8 against... arguably,
what was then a one-win team.
Yeah, Mark Trestman had a much better winning percentage than this guy.
I mean, lowest in Bears history. He's past Dave Gibron.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That's a new low point of the season. Just when you think that bottom can't fall out, guess what? There you go again. Here's the bottom
falling. Wait till Christmas Eve against the Browns.
You know, you joke about it.
Mark Trestman had a much better winning percentage than this guy.
I mean, lowest in Bears history.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Max Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The coach who lacks original thought, creativity, who could not possibly conceive of the right thing to do in the final minutes, exposes himself yet again as a guy who coaches not to lose instead of trying to win. That guy is a flat-out detriment to the franchise quarterback.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
0600 Friday. Join the Bernstein and Goff Show with Bud Light from 1 to 6 p.m. at Another Round Bar and Grill, 5141 Main Street in Downers Grove. Come see the broadcast, enjoy Bud Light specials, and pick up some Score swag. Brought to you by Bud Light, famous among friends.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Illinois Media School.
The Bernstein and Goff Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
Let's do this. Bernstein and Goff, between 1 and 6, broadcasting from the Hyundai Studios. Come see how better drives us. Joe Sheehan at 3 on Shohei Ohtani and his consideration of the Chicago Cubs. Brian Billick at 3:40. Adam Kramer on college football at 4. Brett Smiley, editor-in-chief at sportshandle.com. If you are a sports gambler, gamer, investor, whatever euphemism you choose to use, you will be interested in his thoughts regarding what is now believed to be a likely 6-3 vote in favor of ending PASPA that will allow states, if they want, to have sports gambling if they wish. It's more complicated than that, however, because of federal possibilities. But it's good news, I think, if you're a gambler. You're going to want all the information from him at 4:40. Hub Arkish talks football, NFL, and Bears at 5. We'll do It's On at 5:30 with surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767. That's our number at WSCR The Score. Email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen live. Streaming 670thescore.com. Texting and sexting. Occasionally the wayward sext in this festive holiday season comes our way. And the Score text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein underscore Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I am at Dan underscore Bernstein. We have on Instagram, it is at Bernstein Goff Show. The website where you find podcasts and all that is BernsteinandGoffShow.com. Log in right now to the Score's Facebook page. Just like that 670 The Score Facebook page and join what is always a bizarre conversation.
Yeah, yesterday
there.
Was super weird.
Was it?
Yeah. I don't know if they're... I don't want to do
people
it.
Veer off topic and get in, go down rabbit holes. Mm-hmm.
And it was a Bears Monday.
So yeah.
They're like, there are certain weirdos that just check in on Mondays just to see what's happening. just to tell me how much they hate me.
The video stream is available at watch670thescore.com and at Facebook Live. It's brought to you by American Needle. Check out all these awesome American Needle hats right here. These
Cubs and Sox hats.
They can all be yours from
Black
American
Hawks
Needle.
Hats? I'm going to wear this one now.
It is directed by Brian Gertz.
Look at this. Look who's back. Montez Perfect. Drops him for a loss back at the 43-yard line.
A lot of people consider Perfect to be a villain. He's been fined over $300,000. I'd pay season tickets to see this man play.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a violent player. He's a damn good player, too. Really, really good player. I think if the stuff that's followed him throughout his career that he's brought upon himself didn't happen, you'd talk about, you know, a guy being referenced as one of the best linebackers in the game. But
you don't take your eyes off him.
No.
You do not take your eyes off, especially if you're playing against him.
He's a brick wall, too. Never goes backwards.
Our producers are Nick Shepkowski.
Brown hangs on despite the high hit and the flags flying.
Personal foul, unnecessary roughness, number 43, defense. That 15-yard penalty will be enforced on the kickoff.
I hate seeing this type of football.
Yeah, it's an ugly night.
But which is it? John Gruden kind of can't decide if he hates seeing this kind of football, if he loves this kind of football.
Was that after the Juju Smith-Schuster hit?
No, that was the Aloka hit right there.
Okay, so the George Aloka hit. Now, you're saying he can't feel both ways.
It's the way he expresses, like, one side of the feeling really strongly and then the other side really strongly. There's no in-between for him.
Yeah, I think I got you. The emphasis. Yeah,
yes.
I got you. Yeah, there's no nuance.
That can't happen. I love that.
Right? Someone give me more chips. Yeah, no, I got you.
That's awesome. That's football. I hate that.
Aloka.
That can't happen. I'm glad that just happened. It can't happen. Like, man.
In football. Right. Hire me. I've got plays.
Work it out.
Right, no, I got
Figure
you.
It out. The audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
Hector in Manhattan. What's up, Hector?
Hey, good day. Thanks, mate.
What's happening?
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I think you're a great guy. I think you're crazy. You really know how to get your fans involved. But I just want to talk about real quick about
Kobe.
The last night's game
with Kobe. Kobe, I mean, if you can't give me his name, I gotta go. You gotta go. I mean, if you're gonna call him Kirby, I'm sorry, you gotta go.
There it is. Standards.
That's it. I made the decision.
I'm done with you.
You can't call him Kirby Bryant.
your call will be tossed in the rubbish.
It's gonna be tossed.
Army's going to get me a Z-Pod.
Scoreboard update.
He shouldn't be able to,
though. Yeah, I'm still confused. Herm Schneider cannot prescribe drugs.
As we know, though. Maybe he can.
How can he get him?
Maybe he can.
Isn't that illegal?
Maybe he's the dope man.
Can you play the Kirby thing again, please? I just died.
Hector in Manhattan. What's up, Hector?
Hey, good day. Thanks, Mike.
What's happening?
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I think you're a great guy. I think you're crazy. You really know how to get your fans involved. So I just want to talk about real quick about
Kobe.
The last night's game with Kirby.
Maybe he had a stutter. Maybe that was his speech impediment. He wasn't searching.
Oh,
he wasn't fishing for a name. I'm sorry, Kevin.
No, it's just glorious.
It's Kevbo, everybody.
Hey, I'm here from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. It's time for Hockey Trivia Tuesday. Who holds the record for the most shutouts in one Stanley Cup playoff series with 3? The answer is Michael Layton, who has recently been added to the Wolves roster. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. And we'll start with the Olympic news. Russia banned from the 2018 Winter Games for extreme doping. The flag will not be displayed during opening ceremonies in South Korea, and any Russian athletes that are allowed to compete will do so as neutrals. Over to the Bulls, Fred Hoiberg said today...
Extreme doping. Is that really the technical term?
That was the...
It was like radical doping.
You get too high. I mean, we've all been there.
Dude, that's an extreme doping you got going on.
Might get there tonight, you know? Jay-Z's in town.
Speaking of doping, Fred Hoiberg said today at Bulls practice, Nico Mirotic could return as soon as Friday in Charlotte.
What kind of segue is that?
Are you accusing Nico of being on drugs?
No.
Okay.
I'm saying maybe Fred, though, given, you know, how little respect he garners in the Bulls locker room.
What, he's freebasing before games?
mainlining these heroines. Oh, what? God.
Friends in his office. It would explain a lot.
Denzel keeps shooting. Where's my smack?
I thought we came out with a lot of energy. Zach LaVine not due back, though, till early January. And in football, more fallout from last night's brutal Steelers-Bengals game. Pittsburgh wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster and Cincinnati safety George Iloka both suspended for one game for violating league safety rules. And no update yet on Steelers linebacker Ryan Shazier. He remains in a Cincinnati hospital after suffering what appeared to be a very serious back injury in that game last night. This scoreboard update brought to you by Webb Chevy. Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. Also brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. There are many things to be grateful for this holiday season, but coming down with the flu is not one of them. Thankfully, the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer prepares you better than any other thermometer to track a fever. With its accuracy backed by more than 70 clinical studies, you can trust that it will catch the flu at the very first sign of fever. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment is brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Order your parts online at advanceautoparts.com and pick them up in-store in just 30 minutes. Advance Auto Parts, let's get you back on the road. It was yet another opportunity last night for everybody to be forced to confront their relationship with football.
You know, now that you put it like that, see, I'm glad we didn't do the show before the show and talk about how I felt and how you felt about this, because you make me think about it a little bit differently. I don't know if I was forced to confront it or it's always been there and I knew, you know, it's kind of like you know it's there and you think about it every once in a while. Confronting it means, you know what, I got to do something about this. I'm going to continue to watch football. Even when the sport is bad, when it's good, doesn't matter. It is in the bloodstream of this city, of this country. Football, yesterday, just think about yesterday. And this is from a behind-the-scenes standpoint. All those things that happened this weekend, I promise you, Bears-Niners was probably fifth on my list of things that were important. But I know that Bears football is very important to this city. And I watched every play of the game. And took notes and talked to the guys about it. I know that football is important. When I see that happen, though, and the first thing I think, Dan, is why does this not happen more often? Mike Utley is the last guy that we had that was paralyzed on the field, and we saw it.
In an NFL game,
right? Why does this not happen more often?
Why don't
guys die more in this game? You see the speed at which, and last night's game was a great representation. I don't know if the game slowed down a little bit for me or I watched it a little bit closer after Shazier's injury, but the speed with which these two teams who hate each other were going at it. We're going to talk about what the NFLPA can and can't say when you've got this weekend of carnage where guys are going at each other and not taking care of each other. And I know malicious intent is brought with every hit, but man, that thing yesterday was not only a bad look for the NFL, but as a sports fan, you're still a human. And maybe because some fans are withdrawn from the game where they don't have to interact with these athletes, not even during their career, but post career at all. You know, where sometimes these guys come into our realm of our business, our industry, where we get to know guys, or while we were covering them, we've met their families or maybe gone on a trip or something like that, a station sponsored trip. And then you get to see, okay, this isn't just number 33. This is Charles Tillman with a beautiful wife and four beautiful kids. And you hear stories about their lives and about their families. I'm not saying feel sorry for them, but when I see a 25-year-old man sitting there grabbing his helmet because he can't move his legs, I'm not going to apologize. I know that's not what you're making me do, but I'm not going to apologize to anybody saying, oh, well, they knew what they signed up for. Yes, they did, but you don't
understand. It doesn't mean you're rooting for them to be injured.
Exactly. Dude, that.
Nobody wants a race car driver to explode.
Yes.
You don't say, hooray, he exploded, or he drove into the wall and his head fell off.
Everyone who loves inside pitching, you know, still cringes when they see Giancarlo Stanton or Kirby Puckett or any of these other guys who get hit in the face
Jason
with a
knife. Hayward.
Jason Hayward, exactly. You see a guy's face explode
Andre
because
Dawson.
Of a projectile. Yep. Exactly. So we do understand it. It's like you put the rules to the left of you. You put whatever, you know, personal feelings to the right of you and how you would comport yourself in a regular conversation or a regular atmosphere to the right of you.
And we're stuck in the middle with football.
Exactly. And that's all I was last night. I saw a guy not be able to move his legs. Think about the control freaks we are. Every single guy and girl that's listening out there, how we want things done in a certain way.
Not to mention a professional athlete with incredible physical proprioception over one's body.
Yes, they can do things that we would only dream of physically. And in that moment, because your head was tilted 1.5 degrees or 2 degrees differently than it usually is.
It was textbook wrong.
You knew it immediately.
It was textbook wrong. And I'm not blaming the victim here.
No, I got you.
But that was exactly, and I do not believe in heads up tackling. I do not believe in the idea of this supposed heads up system.
It's hard to go
coaches, doctors, and they've all said that that's garbage when it comes to brain trauma prevention. Now, I'm not saying it is necessarily untrue when it comes to spinal trauma prevention. If you're talking about the brain moving in the skull and acceleration and deceleration, there is nothing that that phony baloney NFL-sponsored heads-up system does. So make sure you understand here what I'm talking about. Right. There is some truth to the exposure of danger to your spinal column based on the position of your head. That's absolutely true.
Saw it with Leonard Floyd in that Giants game a couple years ago.
I've got the science to back it up and some numbers when you talk about the depth and breadth of this particular kind of injury. There was a study published last January, not a year ago, from the Centers for Disease Control about levels of amateur football and how often these kinds of serious injuries occur. When you say, how come not more, how come not more? Well, there might be more than you think, especially when you're talking about the extreme cases here. And you make a really good point that this is all in the context of we don't know if Ryan Shazier is ever going to walk again. We don't know.
Yeah. You're flying his parents in on a PJ an hour after the injury. That the general manager, the owner, and the coach, Mike Tomlin didn't even change his clothes and went to the hospital last night. He shooed off all the reporters who were asking for a comment. I mean, these are, you know... Why do you watch football, Dan?
I love watching the fastest, biggest, strongest people performing acts amid that danger that nobody else in the world can. I love it. I also love the fact that it's a simulacrum of war without war. That there is something
terminology, all the things.
There's something immensely
our guys against your guys.
My vicarious pleasure. There's something immensely satisfying in a properly executed NFL play. There's so much happening. There are so many people that have to do so many things coordinated in such a way where when you see it done satisfyingly. Or when you see
the precision of somebody dotting the I's on the sideline. I remember Chris Carter doing the ballet routine.
All of it.
This is why this sport is special.
Even defensively, a good run fit. You know what I mean? There's like
there were a lot of them last night.
A good crunching run fit. There's something that is almost aesthetically, artistically pleasing in a way that a certain musical phrase resolving itself has sort of a pleasure on a level of your brain that it's hard to articulate, that when you've been watching it, it just looks, it's just right. It just works.
Yeah.
There's
poetry to the violence of the game.
You know me. I'm a puzzle solver.
I got you.
Sometimes things come together or
things fit perfectly
bodies.
Yeah, I got
just,
you.
Or like that Tetris game where it's just like, you know?
You're waiting for that L. By the way, the best piece in Tetris by far was the long L.
I would go with the T-shape.
No, I'm
the versatility of that T-shape.
Because when you can rotate the L.
Oh, I'll give you the L. You keep talking.
When you can rotate that L, right, on where the L is at the bottom, and you can get that slide that joint in before it gets set, now you're talking about Tetris porn. And we can get into Tetris porn if you'd like as well. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. You can answer the question I just asked to Dan, because for me, Dan, it was – as a child, the guys that I looked up to were my uncles, and my uncle Desmond and my uncle Wayne and my uncle Greg. All of them played football, and they were the toughest guys that I knew. And for me, I was like, yo, these dudes are running into each other and they're stronger than the other. My uncles were kind of big, so they were stronger than everybody else. And the game as well, what the game meant to my father. My father was a huge Lawrence Taylor fan when he moved to this country because he moved to New York. Then me and my dad watched Johnny Morris and the Coach on the Coach's show before every bit. Like what football meant outside of the actual game.
Culture.
It meant something to me. And then I tried to do it in high school and found out I was a little bit too small, a little bit too slow, a little bit too fat. But what it means to me, I think some of those things when it gets peeled away and you see like, the human element of the game because of the numbers and the helmets that you're removed from. Last night was a human moment that I don't think anybody could get over easily, but guess what? Thursday, we're going to be right back at it.
The 815 says, Dan, you bitch. You said you like watching them kill each other. Now you're, Y-O-U-R, backing off, bitch.
No, I'm not backing off anything.
I love watching, as I've said, other people's children destroying each other for my amusement. I know what they're doing out there. I'm not kidding myself. I know, you know too. Everybody knows. That's why last night's fake awareness all of a sudden bothered me.
It really did. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Jump in the conversation. Feel free to do so. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. You listen to 670 The Score.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I think the Bears have the potential to lose out right now. The Bears are as bad as any team in the NFL. This is proof of a home loss to the bloody San Francisco 49ers.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's.
In a rush for lunch, but bored with the options? With the drive-thrus and desk eating no longer cut it, it's time to lunch up at Miller's Ale House. Fast, fresh, and filling lunch specials start at just $5.99 Monday through Friday. So stop unwrapping your lunch and start enjoying it only at Miller's Ale House.
My name is David Hochberg, and I'm Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance your existing home, give me a call. Joyce called to lower her rate and pay off her loan in 27 years. I helped Joyce secure a 27-year fixed loan, saved her $45 a month, and paid all her closing costs. $45 a month might not sound like a lot of money, but Joyce will apply the savings to her new payment and pay off her new loan in 25 years. This will save her over 20 G's in mortgage payments. I lowered Joyce's rate, payment, and saved over 20 grand in mortgage payments. If you want to see if I can help you like I helped Joyce, give me a call at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. I've helped thousands of Score listeners, but I can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage and Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, RMLA, NMLS 19186.
Canada.
Harper College believes in you with degrees and certificates in fields such as surgical technology, accounting, and HVACR. You can start, finish, and go forward. Classes begin January 16th. Visit harpercollege.edu today.
Going to the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash? Then be sure to look for the American Cancer Society elves selling bracelets throughout the building. Buy one or buy a ton in fun holiday colors and support the American Cancer Society, attacking from every angle. For more info about the American Cancer Society or to make a donation, visit cancer.org.
Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.
When it comes to money, you can never start learning too early. That's why starting today, State Farm wants to give you the tools and support you need to take control of your finances.
Tonight, read the chapters on credit cards and balance transfers. Pop quiz tomorrow.
Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
Chicago, this holiday season, give more wonder than a State Street window. Four lines for $40 per line per month on Verizon Unlimited. When you've got Chicago's number one network, there's nothing you can't do. Share unlimited photos and videos, send unlimited texts, make unlimited calls, and do it all from the lakefront to the burbs and beyond. Chicago, give the best unlimited for a great price this holiday season. Four lines for $40 per line per month on the best network. Verizon.
If you or someone you know has been injured, call Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates, Chicago's top injury lawyers. They've won the largest jury verdict for a back injury, the largest jury verdict for a brain injury, and the largest jury verdict for a neck injury. In fact, they've won the largest personal injury verdict in Illinois history. There are no upfront fees, and you don't pay unless they win. Call 312-800-8000 for a free consultation. That's 312-800-8000. Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. The attention you expect, the results you deserve.
Attention! We, the entertainment-loving people, want a smartphone that loves entertainment as much as we do.
Well, you're in luck. The Samsung Galaxy S8 is built for entertainment and now available at AT&T, where you can...
And we wanted to have an awesome screen for watching our shows and movies.
Well, the Galaxy S8's Infinity edge-to-edge screen is the best.
We want the latest features, too.
Yeah, like running two apps side-by-side. The Galaxy S8...
And premium entertainment.
Well, with AT&T and DirecTV, you get all that.
And when it comes to graphics, we...
The Galaxy S8 has everything you want. It's the absolute perfect phone for entertainment!
Whoa, chill out, Mr. Announcer Guy. Why didn't you just say so at the beginning of the commercial?
Yeah, I was trying to. Buy a Samsung Galaxy S8 and get one free after bill credits when you buy both on AT&T Next and have DirecTV. Visit your local AT&T store today.
Buy each for $750 on installment agreement with eligible service. New line is free up to $750 in credits over 30 months. Credits start in 2 to 3 bills if service canceled, vice balance due. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Limited time offer. See store for details.
Damn. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Ben, how would you explain just kind of the viciousness and the brutality of this game?
AFC North football.
Is it?
Yep.
It was clear when Ryan Shazier went down that it was pretty serious. How did that affect you guys?
Well, he's one of the leaders of that defense, play caller. It's a physical football game. Prayers and thoughts are with everybody that got hurt. There are a lot of injuries tonight. So prayers and thoughts really go out to everybody that got hurt, their families, because I know there's a lot of worried people out there.
You know,
awesome.
Every time I hear thoughts and prayers, I wonder if you saying the word prayers is your prayer. Because... like anytime somebody dies or anytime something happens to anybody, people go thoughts and prayers. And I wonder, do people really hit their knees and actually send up a prayer in that moment? Or is the word prayer enough for you to be like, all right, I said thoughts and prayers. I keep it moving. Now.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah. Well, that's a very complicated question about what constitutes prayer, and every person, and
like if you say the word prayer, are you good? Like, yeah, all right, said thoughts and prayers, I'm good. Well, I just hit my knees and say, God, please look over such and such.
That's a really good question for a priest or
rabbi, that's why I get my ass kicked out of Sunday school,
or an imam, and to say what actually constitutes a genuine prayer. And there are some who believe that you're not supposed to
pray to
petition a being. It's not about asking for things. Mm-hmm. That it isn't
being thankful for whatever you've already received.
There are certain protocols in certain religious doctrines. You don't just say when you feel like it to it. And maybe there's you actually have to light a votive candle and say a prayer. And in one respect, another, you have to be with 10 other people you can have enough people to constitute what is believed to be a valid quorum for prayer.
So you mean to tell me that when your boys are like, man, God, if you give me my girl back, I won't ever do that again. That's not one of those that you could float. No.
Well, that's the old joke about the two boys saying the little boys, and they're saying their nighttime prayers, and it's right before the holiday season. And one is saying, "Dear God, I pray for an Xbox, and I pray for Madden 2K18." And the brother says, "Why are you yelling?" He goes, "God isn't deaf," and he goes, "Yeah, but Grandma is."
See, this is why.
Sorry.
This is why.
Didn't you just use that? Didn't I just hear you use that somewhere?
Well,
my rabbi did.
He's got like 8 of them. It's like Les's stories. He's got like 9 of them.
Dan Mencia. Hey. Again, that joke is older than the hills. If anybody can find
the members of the hills.
Yeah, the actual author of that joke, good luck, because it probably died in the 1800s. This segment was brought to you by Burlington. Make Burlington your one-stop holiday shop for the hottest gifts for everyone. Name brand watches, gift baskets, wireless, sweaters, toys, at a fraction of the price. Burlington gifts for everyone. And ask for it loud in case Grandma can't hear. Joe on the Northwest Side, you're on the Score.
Hi. I equate football with other hazardous jobs, like shipyard worker, construction worker, steel mills. There's lots of jobs we didn't get hurt on where you know going in that your body's not going to be the same. You're, in a way, selling your body to the company store. I did 20 years of shipyard work, made me a bad back and bad knees. And on those jobs, sometimes someone will get hurt seriously. I saw a guy get hurt seriously in a shipyard. And it's basically the same, except, we don't get paid millions of dollars.
Well, Joe, did you feel bad when you saw that?
You might get hurt.
Let's not compare football to our respective jobs. Did you feel bad when you saw your guy get hurt?
Yeah.
Okay. So it has nothing to do with the money. The empathy and the human part of you felt something.
Got to let that go.
Right? Just because a guy, you think because Ryan Shazier is, I don't know his number, but say he's making $4.7 million this year, you think because he's making that kind of money that you should be like, you signed up for it?
No, it's just that we thought we signed up for it too.
Joe, you cannot compare what he does to you loading trucks or whatever.
I think Joe understands that too.
I understand that I knew going into my job that my body was going to pay for it, but it doesn't make it any easier, though.
So therefore, you have to suspend the possibility of feeling bad for him?
No, I feel bad for him.
No, you don't.
I don't want them to go changing the entire game over.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you, Joe. I totally agree with you on that.
That's not what you said.
You didn't mention that in the context of changing the game.
Well, I don't know how much more they can change the game, though, Joe.
They can't. I mean, they have made it practically unwatchable for me with constant stops just for penalties and rules that defy the laws of physics. You know, a linebacker launches himself toward the quarterback while the guy's still got the ball in his hand. He releases the ball, the linebacker runs it, goes into him. Penalty. He was supposed to stop in midair. You know, I don't think you see that as much. Other than me watching it, the 85 would probably win one game nowadays because most of what they did is illegal.
Okay.
I appreciate you, Joe.
Yeah. I mean, Joe, I don't want him to change the game either. I want the game to be vicious and brutal.
And Shipyard Joe are kin like that.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that you're like, they signed up for it. That's it. That's a 25-year-old kid who might not walk again or might walk again and never play again. That's the Johnny Knox situation, where it's not all or nothing. Johnny Knox was able, because of some tremendous luck and some fabulous neurological care, to be able to walk again.
Hell, we just talked about Zach Miller a few weeks ago, and have you seen the zipper that is on the inside of his calf?
No.
It is. I know he almost lost his leg, so the procedure is probably not going to be pretty. But on his Instagram page, he's in his bed in his home, his hospital bed in his home, and he's got a guitar and he's got his left leg up, and you can see the screws, going into the leg, and then you see the zipper where they opened up the leg to try to fix the arteries. I mean, it is a brutal, brutal scar. All right, we'll come back and talk to you about this and more. 312-644-6767 is the phone number.
I had some numbers about some of these dangers. I want to get into that, and let's listen to some of the John Gruden sound. Okay. And actually, you can hear cognitive dissonance from one soundbite to the other of just how football itself tries to deal with a center that seems to shake a little bit every time something like this happens.
Confronting your issues with football, if you have any, it's the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
John Fox is burnt. He's done. And he's talking like he's done. He's coaching like he's done. That was an abomination. That defensive clock management at the end of that game, anybody else would be fired. Especially losing to a team with one win already.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
8 first downs. 8 total against the San Francisco 49ers on your home field. 8 against arguably...
What was then a one-win team.
Yeah. Mark Trestman had a much better winning percentage than this guy.
I mean, lowest in Bears history. He's past Dave Gibron.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
1-800-501-6000 to join or visit business.
When the busyness of the day gets in the way of planning dinner, reach for the smooth moves of the dinner handoff. At Miller's Ale House, we've got dinner covered with freshly prepared specials and kids' meals everyone can enjoy. Give yourself a break. Dinner handoff done. Only at Miller's Ale House.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Max Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The coach who lacks original thought, creativity, who could not possibly conceive of the right thing to do in the final minutes, exposes himself yet again as a guy who coaches not to lose instead of trying to win. That guy is a flat-out detriment to the franchise quarterback.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That's a new low point of the season, just when you think that bottom can't.